This is Northwest Public Broadcasting. I'm Anissa Turner-Rahman. As days shorten, many people can become susceptible to mood and sleep disturbances. NWPB's health reporter Rachel Sun spoke with one local sleep specialist about how to combat the winter blues and wake up feeling refreshed.
If you've been struggling to get out of bed in the morning, feeling down and lacking energy, you're not alone. Dr. Preeta Rosen is a sleep specialist at Grittman Medical Center in Moscow, Idaho. She says in the winter, a lack of exposure to daylight can significantly affect the body's circadian system, which she describes as a master clock.
The clock is so powerful that it influences our sleep-wake rhythm. It also influences our energy levels, our metabolism, our hormonal regulation.
People who experience severe symptoms that impact their daily functioning are often diagnosed with seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. Symptoms include depression, fatigue, difficulty focusing, and trouble sleeping. The disorder is more common among women and people at northern latitudes. For other people, seasonal changes might not bring on a diagnosable disorder, but they can still lead to many of the same symptoms at a lower level.
Light is not just about sleep-wake, but light is also important for vitamin D. Light has an important mood-enhancing effect.
Generally, Rosen says, diagnosed SAD is managed by a primary care provider or a psychiatrist. But for both people with SAD and the winter blues, light therapy and prioritizing exposure to daylight is important. Rosen recommends taking breaks for walks during the winter and light therapy, such as dawn simulation lamps that slowly light up a room in the morning. Sleep and psychiatry are closely linked, Rosen says. One of the most common reasons she sees patients year-round is for insomnia. In those cases, many patients say they struggle to quiet their mind and often rely on medication.
The question I ask my patients is, okay, so you are on a medication. How long do you plan to take them? Right? You can't be on those medications for the rest of your life.
Rosen uses tools including cognitive behavioral therapy and sleep diaries with patients to help them form better habits and a better relationship with sleep. She also recommends patients work to keep a consistent bedtime and wake time. That means even if it's the weekend, you probably shouldn't sleep in more than about 30 minutes. Rosen says the right schedule differs person to person, so some people might do better with an earlier bedtime than others. But inconsistency throws off the circadian rhythm, which can result in problems including inflammation, poor cognitive function, and a weakened immune system.
Like sleep puts its hands into too many physiological processes for us to ignore it. Like even cognitive performance, like you've noticed, like, you know, if people are sleep deprived, it's hard for them to focus. Right. It's hard for them to process information. So sleep plays a role into all these functions, and that's exactly why it's important.
That advice does come with a catch, though. Rosen says if you find yourself tossing and turning, don't stay in bed.
The longer you stay in bed, the longer you're training your brain that it is okay to be in bed tossing and turning, because bed should be only for sleep, right? Some of my patients almost anticipate not going to sleep. That itself drives their anxiety about sleep.
I'm Rachel Sun.
This report is made possible by the Lewis Clark Valley Healthcare Foundation in partnership with Northwest Public Broadcasting, the Lewiston Tribune, and the Moscow Pullman Daily News.